Confidence. How winning streaks and losing streaks begin and end. Author, Rosabeth Moss Kanter. Confidence is the bridge connecting expectations and performance, investment and results. Sometimes it seems as if there are only two states of being, boom or bust. When things are up, it feels as if they will always be up. When things are down, it seems as if they will always be down. That's how depressed people feel. Any company, any group, any person can be swept along by one of these fortunate or unfortunate cycles. What causes them to rise or to fall is often a matter of confidence. Confidence helps people take control of circumstances rather than be dragged along by them. Cycles of confidence. Winning makes it easier to attract the best talent, the most loyal fans, and the biggest revenues. Losing has a repellent effect. It is harder for the team to bond, harder for it to attract new talent, easier for it to fall behind. Confidence grows in winning streaks and helps propel a tradition of success. It erodes in losing streaks, and its absence makes it hard to stop losing. Confidence consists of positive expectations of favorable outcomes. Every step we take, every investment we make, is based on whether we feel we can count on ourselves and others to accomplish what has been promised. Taking confidence sky high. The fundamental task of leaders is to develop confidence in advance of victory in order to attract the investments that make victory possible. To shift the cycle from decline to success, leaders must restore people's confidence in the system, in the organization, in the group, and in themselves. Secrets of walking on water. People with high potential who are destined to gain the top positions are called the water walkers. They are the ones assumed to have extraordinary talent, enabling them to perform miracles, like walking on water. The problem of the water walkers is that they forget that there are stones holding them up when they walk across the water. When supported by a firm foundation, people can indeed move on a positive path, heading from victory to victory. When people can rely on themselves and one another to be accountable, to collaborate, and to take initiative, they can perform extraordinary feats. These lessons are relevant for leading teams, businesses, countries, and life. Don't lose sight of it. Cognitive psychologists have defined overconfidence as a person's certainty that his or her predictions are correct, exceeding the accuracy of those predictions. Arrogance makes people lose sight of reality as they fly high in their fantasies, and when they are no longer grounded, they are tempted to panic at the first signs of trouble. When winners keep their heads under pressure, they are better equipped to recover from fumbles. But when they become complacent, taking winning for granted, beginning to believe with little evidence that they can succeed in untested realms, and neglect to maintain the foundation supporting them, then winners begin to lose. Sore losers. People will do everything they can to avoid losing. So how does losing become a habit? If losses mount, pressure goes up, or the perception of pressure. Stress makes it easier to panic. Panic makes it easier to lose. Losing increases neglect, letting buildings get run down, discipline deteriorates, and good manners disappear. When there are few resources or coping mechanisms for dealing with problems, people fall back on almost primitive, self-protective behavior. 9 pathologies begin to unfold. Communication decreases. Criticism and blame increase. Respect decreases. Isolation increases. Focus turns inward. Rifts widen and inequities grow. Initiative decreases. Aspirations diminish. Negativity spreads. The cornerstones of confidence. Leaders construct and reinforce the cornerstones of confidence. Leaders have 3 imperatives: to ensure accountability, to cultivate calibration, and to encourage initiative. First, reinforcing responsibility. When accountability crumbles, winning streaks end. Accountability is missing in losing streaks. When people become more accustomed to finding fault than facing facts, leaders need to encourage straight talk about problems and expectations and the courage to admit responsibility. Second, cultivating calibration. In order to solve strategic and operational problems, anti-teamwork sins must be eliminated, and people's confidence in one another must be restored. People have to be aware of one another's goal. Restoring people's confidence in one another requires 4 kinds of actions. Getting connected in new ways through new conversations. Carrying out important work jointly. Communicating respect. demonstrating inclusion, that everyone is part of the picture. Third, inspiring. Initiative and innovation. Of all the pathologies that accumulate in a losing streak, and one of the most damaging to individuals, is passivity and learned helplessness. With diminished initiative, innovation disappears, problems go unsolved, and opportunities go unseized. Principles to energize others. Leaders can energize depressed people or passive teams when they act on four guiding principles. 1. Believe in people and their power to make a difference. 2. Direct the energy tied up in negativity into positive actions. 3. Make initiative possible and desirable. 4. Starts with small wins, things that people can control. Lessons of turnaround. Following are some vital lessons to keep in mind about confidence. 1. Excel from initiative to imagination to innovation. Confidence is enhanced when it is clear that people are empowered to take action. 2. Develop tools of confidence. Leaders can develop tools, channels, and rewards for the people around them to take initiative by opening channels for new ideas and treating people as experts in their own work. 3. Maintain external confidence. Winning streaks are associated with the growth of external networks of customers, fans, audiences, sponsors, partners, and investors, with closer relationships with public officials. Winners gain a variety of monetary and non-monetary advantages from their external connections, which ensure a flow of talent, resources, market intelligence, and public support to fuel the momentum of a winning streak. Leaders must continue to prove every day that the organization is worthy of this support. 4. Revise your choices. Leaders define a culture of winning or losing, success or failure, by the choices they make in their messages, personal examples, and formal programs, such as whether to blame their problems on enemies and sinister forces, or to seek solutions by taking actions under one's own control. 5. Accept winning streaks and losing streaks. Confidence is an expectation of a positive outcome, but what happens when outcomes are negative? The dividing line between winning streaks and losing streaks is the choice of behavior in response to setbacks. 6. Learn about winning from losing. The only good thing about losing is that it sounds an alarm bell. If people hear the wake-up call and heed it, losing can shake them out of complacency and into action, the way a mild heart attack may propel someone to diet and exercise. 7. Dig deeper, find the roots, work harder. Commitment comes from high internal standards, the desire to achieve excellence in whatever the pursuit, and regardless of the outcome. Digging deeper, all the way to the roots, is a way to find those internal standards and to find the courage to examine whether they are being met. 8. Find attainable steps, focus on what you can. When faced with problems, winners are willing to move forward and take risks, even to risk being wrong. 9. Accept limitations challengingly. Know that leaders have limitations, but that shouldn't make you fear facing them. Leaders do not always control everything that contributes to results, but they should accept their limitations. 10. Believe in a basic truth. From the simplest of ballgames to the most complicated business and political situations, the common element is a basic truth, known that what's underneath will help you rise to victory. And this is the essence of confidence.